The hearing aid industry has previously been put on notice for hiking up prices and misleading consumers about the effectiveness of some devices. And there's growing concern among public health experts that some audiologists are being influenced by the commissions they receive from manufacturers rather than the needs of their patients when they prescribe hearing devices. There are calls for more stringent regulation of the industry, as Catherine Gregory reports.
Hearing aid clinics can be found in many suburban shopping centres. The deals they offer can be alluring, as 67-year-old Warwick Fairweather discovered when he visited one retail chain.
I went in there and they give you a free hearing test and then they recommended some hearing aids to wear.
He paid $7,000 for a mid-range device, but it failed to deliver the promised results.
And I rang the sales manager of the company and I said, "These aren't doing what I want." Well, he said, somebody should be able to sort that out. Why don't you go back to the shop and talk to the audiologist? And I said, "Yeah, but there's never the same one there and they always give a different answer."
Warwick Fairweather ended up seeing an independent audiologist recommended by a friend. There he received very different advice from the first clinic he visited.
They certainly only pushed one brand of hearing aid, whereas the lady I go to now, she said you can have whatever you like.
Ian Yates is the chief executive of the Council on the Ageing. He says he's heard of too many similar experiences among older Australians.
As we understand it, there's no clear disclosure that someone might be on a special rate for selling a particular type of hearing aid. What we hear is that people are not satisfied. We refer people often to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has taken court action against some providers. In November, the federal court handed down $2.5 million in fines against two hearing aid retailers for misleading pensioners about the capabilities of devices. Several months earlier, the Commonwealth government-owned organisation Australian Hearing was fined $40,000 for breaking consumer law over similar misleading advertisements on Facebook. In a statement to the ABC, Australian Hearing says it's since established more rigorous reviews of online content and remains independent from hearing aid retailers. But medical ethicist and professor of medicine Paul Komisaroff says the ACCC's findings are just the tip of the iceberg.
There's overwhelming evidence that there are major problems with the hearing aid industry. And the problems are largely related to the commercialisation of the industry and the incentives that have been placed, especially on audiologists, for prescribing hearing aid devices that may be in excess of their needs or may be not required at all.
He points out that despite the ACCC's actions and a recent federal parliamentary report on the issue released in late 2017, nothing has changed. In a statement, the Minister for Aged Care, Ken Wyatt, said his department is working with the ACCC to ensure compliance with relevant Commonwealth legislation, including consumer law.
Catherine Gregory reporting there.